Chapter 3. The Scene in the Painting. Mrs. Dempster woke Malcolm late the next morning. "Can you try to clean that painting on the wall?" asked Malcolm later, at the breakfast table. "It's very dirty, and it's impossible to see anything on the canvas." Mrs. Dempster agreed to do this. Malcolm had breakfast, packed his books and a tuna sandwich, and went for a walk around Benchurch. It was a sunny day, and the town was very pretty. He had a lovely time walking by the river and sitting in the local pub, working on his novel. Before he returned home, he decided to visit Mrs. Witham at the Good Traveller Inn again. He found her sitting with a stranger. "This is Dr. Thornhill," she said. She seemed a little uncomfortable. The doctor was very interested to hear that Malcolm was renting the judge's house and asked Malcolm many questions. "How is it there? How long will you be in town? Is everything okay in the house?" "Dr. Thornhill," Malcolm said, "I'll answer all your questions if you answer one question for me. Did Mrs. Witham ask you to talk to me?" The doctor looked uncomfortable, and Mrs. Witham's face turned red. "Yes, she did," admitted the doctor. "She is worried that you're staying in the judge's house all alone. She thinks that you drink too much strong tea and stay up too late writing your book." Malcolm smiled and said, "Thank you for your concern." He shook the doctor's hand and then turned to Mrs. Witham and said, "I promise not to drink strong tea and I will go to bed by 1 o'clock at the latest. Will that be all right?" "Excellent," the doctor said. "Now, tell us everything that you've noticed in the old house." Malcolm described his last 2 nights in the judge's house. When he told them about his mother's Bible hitting the rat, Mrs. Witham trembled. "Did the rat always go up the rope of the bell?" the doctor asked. "Always," Malcolm said. After a moment's pause, the doctor asked, "Do you know what the rope is?" "No," Malcolm said. "The hangman used that rope on all the judge's victims," explained the doctor. "If you need help in a crisis, pull the rope. The bell will ring and we'll hear it in the town." Malcolm nodded, although he could not imagine why he would need help in a crisis. The house was clean when Malcolm returned home, and a welcoming fire burned in the fireplace. The evening was cold for April, and a storm was arriving. Malcolm read for an hour before dinner. He was determined to concentrate on his book, and then to go to bed early. After dinner, while Malcolm was writing, he heard a soft sound on the floor. The wind blew against the bell on the roof, and this moved the rope. He walked to the fireplace and took the rope in his hands. He thought of the judge's victims hanging on that rope. It moved suddenly, and he looked up. The enormous rat was moving down the rope, looking directly at him. Malcolm shook the rope violently and cursed the rat. It ran back up the rope. Then Malcolm remembered the painting. He took a lamp to the wall and looked at it carefully. The picture inside was of an evil-looking judge in a scarlet robe. The judge was sitting on a carved oak chair by a fireplace. Next to him, a rope was hanging down from the ceiling. "Oh!" Malcolm exclaimed in horror. "It's this room, this fireplace, and the same carved oak chair." He looked closely at the eyes of the judge in the painting and nearly dropped the lamp in fright. The judge had the same sinister eyes as the enormous rat.